Hello, hello.
Hello there.
Hello, guys. This is Boss Barrel Radio, episode 27 for the week of February 23rd. Is that right? Wednesday, so. February 23rd. Yeah. Boss Barrel Radio. Hey, you
That's
two.
Us.
How is life treating you?
Good. Kicking.
John, Ryan.
How you doing? I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Your hair is getting pretty shaggy.
I know. Probably gonna get cut soon. I don't like it anymore.
Don't do it. Let it grow.
Let mine grow back out.
I'm going to at least mid back.
Mid back?
Yeah.
All tail.
Oh man.
Mullet.
Front mullet.
A mid back mullet.
Dude, front mullet's where to go.
Dude, mullet. So weird. So weird. Like Justin Bieber haircut.
I think that's just a Mexican haircut.
Wait, Justin Bieber haircut?
Yeah, he has a little bit of like.
He's just like a bowl cut.
No, he has like a
Jonas
front,
cut.
He has like a front emo hair thing going on.
Oh. You know, Justin Bieber won the NBA All-Star Game MVP.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
I don't know what that.
Yeah, it's just funny because he scored like 6 points or something.
Huh. How did he do that?
He hit 2 3-pointers. He was 2 for 11, I believe.
Oh, wow.
He got the MVP.
Junior NBA.
Alright.
Who is he going against?
Scottie Pippen and one of the Kardashians.
What about what's her name? Willow Smith? She in there?
She was whipping her hair back and forth.
No,
I was gonna mention something, but then I realized that I don't like the idea that I know this information, so I'm just gonna pretend like I don't know this information.
Mm.
About Willow Smith.
Was Snooki
in the
mix?
No.
Ronnie was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Ronnie
was,
can die.
Except he was on the sidelines just shooting up testosterone.
Just pitching his weight loss control the entire time. Weight loss pills.
Yep.
I'm Ronnie from Jersey Shore.
And I love not being fat.
This is my favorite store on the shore. You guys want to get into this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
Let's do it. You just want to talk some... both of you played
some
Dragon
games?
Age demo?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I'm
didn't.
The John. Only one.
The only one that played Dragon Age demo?
I almost played it 3 times last
speak,
night.
Speak, John.
Wow.
Speak.
That demo is long.
Okay.
Which is good. There's some things about that that are... That demo is glitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just had it straight up like skip cutscenes at some point.
Dragon Age was
Dragon
glitchy.
Age was glitchy. So I'm like... it's demo and I accept this as Dragon Age, so this is the thing. But I really think they are starting to create more of their own look and appeal for this game. Like, it looks more like its own thing as opposed to just being like generic, like medieval kind of game. It starts to have a little bit more of its own.
What gives you that feeling?
The characters look better. Their armor looks a little bit more distinguishable. Like, as it just looks more stylized. It just has more.
I've heard
appeal
that
to
it's
it.
Transitioned slightly into a little bit more of a cartoony look, is what people have said.
Yes and no. Like, their in-game graphics look much better than the first one, tons better. But they're like. I guess, how do you say this? It's kind of like with Infamous,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, here's the part where we tell the story, and it goes into comic booky drawing thing.
Yeah,
it's like that. It just goes into like certain transition periods where it's like this person's talking about a story, and they just go to like a like cartoony. Sort of comic book style artistry to it, which is kind of cool. Combat is vastly improved, especially if you are playing as a more melee focused person.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not I highlight this person and attack this person. It's like I am hitting, it's a little bit more hack and slash, but you still have your abilities that you get to switch in there.
Does it have the wheel still?
It does.
Can you pause time and command mm-hmm. your party?
You have that as an option, yes. Like, but it's originally set up so that it's like you can pause the battlefield by pulling up your action wheel
mm-hmm.
at any time. and then selecting those actions, and then it'll work according to that. And then if you ever want to switch over to a different character, you just hit L1 or R1.
So just like...
Pretty much just like it was, but now everything moves a lot faster just because like almost instantaneously. I feel like since the characters aren't like on this preset path of like, I'm just constantly attacking, there's no real wait for these activities to just happen. They just kind of instantaneously will happen.
Because you played Dragon Age and you...
I liked it.
You could set up your team to have like if-then statement actions into
their character. Yeah, and that still exists. Those gambits, those little... Like, I guess, I don't know how you would really call that sort of a system, but like a reactionary system. Like
it's an if-then statement. Yeah. Like if this... if
Which takes priority over
right.
what...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If lead character's health drops below 20%, stop all actions and immediately heavy heal.
Could you have four people in a party in the first one? I couldn't remember.
Yes. Yeah, you had yourself and three other dudes.
I think their structure system for how the abilities are laid out is a lot cooler. Like it used to be, you know, you had the big old grid thing where it's like, you want to move through this job type or that job type. And it just sort of shows like a line of like where those things go. This is more like
it's a web, right?
Yeah. It's more of a web system. It's like, you want to be more proficient in two-handed weapons. Here's this two-handed weapon, like skill tree.
Well, it's like the last game had a tree, but it was like, you select, you're like, I will play as a berserker. So then I go to my Berserker page and then I choose one ability and then I do like the next levels of that ability. This is more like a web where it's like you're taking multiple branches into multiple directions and like things will double back on themselves kind of based on how you're moving through it. And then you can also like choose other abilities from other sections. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the stuff will sort of overlap. Like, if you want to just take certain traits in certain departments, you can, and only use those things.
Do you have to unlock, like, something before it first?
It's really hard to tell, because the demo restricts you to a lot of things. You can't even fiddle with your inventory in the demo.
So how many levels do you get for the demo?
You will reach level 3 by the end of the demo. Anyway. The demo starts out with like basically the first 10-15 minutes of the game and then jumps you to like a midpoint in the game and then has you play as a more advanced version of that. So it's just like, here's what it sort of, yeah, it's like, but it still says you're level 3.
Oh.
So is it what they were initially saying, like details? I remember a year ago when they were talking about details on Dragon Age 2, they said, we want to have it sort of like a storytelling perspective. So you'll play one section and then you'll play it and then it'll like pull you out of the story. And like, it's kind of hard to explain. It'll like pull you out of the game part and into the story world where somebody's like, that's not how it happened. It happened this way. And then you replay that.
It's a different way. It's 100% like that. Like straight up the first 10 minutes of that game were like, dude is kidnapped and thrown into like a dark room and then he's being interrogated about the champion, which is Hawk.
Hawk's your main character.
Is your main character. It's just like the Shepherd complex where it's just like blank slate name, Shepherd. Like this is blank slate name, Hawk. Like first name, surname. So he starts getting interrogated and you go through the story as like the champion fought off like waves and waves of hordes. And then all of a sudden a dragon shows up and then the lady cuts him off and says, that's bullshit. That is just the stupid legend that everybody tells. Like you knew him, you tell me what exactly happened. And he's like, okay. And then, so you start going through it and you're like, oh, I'm level 1 and I just escaped from the village. I just got torched by all the
hordes. And you play through the story. So when you start it the first time, you're playing that and you have like laser beam eyeballs that just blow everything up.
You feel like a monster.
Yeah.
Like, cause I played it as warrior and I'm like, oh, thank God they're letting me have, no, they're not really letting you have that stuff. They just want you to know what it's like to be somebody that's sort of powerful.
It's your abilities. Check out what you can become sort of a thing.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, it's so amazing too, because it's like, if you want a flavor of like what those types of jobs will be like in the end. That is a good way to be like, yo, these things are crazy. I think what they've done to make that game more engaging for a person that doesn't want to sit back and just sort of let things happen is really cool, because now you're more actively engaged in what's going on at all times. Even as, like, when I played Dragon Age 1, I played as a rogue, and I was constantly like, well, it's really cool that I have all these, like, progressive abilities, or, like, not progressive, but these latent abilities that just sort of, like, make me dodge like crazy and make me do tons of critical damage, but it's like, but I'm just sort of standing in front of this dude not really doing anything. So I try to do stuff more with poison and with traps and things like that, and it's just like, well, these are all still latent things. It's like the thief just doesn't have a lot going on. But now they've done crazy things. Like, used to be, as a thief, if I got surrounded, I was like, I have to just stop and try to, like, push my way through these polygons of people. And now thief has just an ability to jump, like, leap backwards out of a group of people.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, people just jump. And it's like, oh, that's really helpful. I can see how if I'm swamped, that'd be super helpful. Thief also has an ability to do a, like, throws a smoke bomb and reappears behind the enemy in front of them and does a critical hit to them, but stays behind them. So just, like, crazy stuff like that.
So kind of the difference, like, alluding to what you're saying there, is in Dragon Age, you would, everything was based on dice rolls. Like,
yeah.
You would do your thief ability to, like, do armor-piercing stab, and it would be, you know, a d20 roll to see if you would succeed with that. But in this, it's like, if your ability connects, it connects.
Right, it still has some dice rolly to it, but
it actually is, you have to make physical contact.
Yeah, now. You, like, still have to be.
You can dodge enemy attacks by dodging them. So, like, if somebody throws a fireball at you and you step out of the way, in Dragon Age 1, it would still just hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, the image wasn't of the fireball hitting you, or it would, like, go through a wall and hit you. Mm-hmm. But if you run behind a corner, or you, like, dodge something, you actually don't take damage from it, which is, I think, probably the biggest improvement.
Another thing that was pretty sweet was the, before, like, Rogue's ability to use poison was kind of like, I can put it on my weapons, or I can put it in traps and things like that. Now it's just like, I have a vial of corrosive poison that I just kick at a group of enemies, and it just affects them.
Hmm.
Like, drop kick it into them, and you can kick it clear across areas. So it's, I didn't investigate the archery end of being a rogue, but I imagine that would be really, really cool. I did some mage stuff, and then I did a bunch of warrior stuff.
Is there any recruiting of party members or any party interaction? Because that was something that was really a big deal in Dragon Age. Should be talking with your party, like, having your party, like, favor, dislike you, like you based on your actions.
Their new thing is not their new thing is not what was it before, like and dislike was their thing. Now it's rival and companion.
Mm-hmm.
Those two ends of it.
Did you get to take any of them into bed in the demo?
No, but at the end of the demo, though, it's like they very strongly allude to, like, this female character that you meet is very into you. And there's like, at the first time I played it as Dude Hawk, and the second time I played it as Lady Hawk. And obviously they want to be progressive again, and now dudes can get on dudes and ladies can get on ladies.
Oh.
So
welcome to the 20th century.
Yeah.
I remember playing the mage. I had a mage in Dragon Age, and it was the most difficult class I'd ever played as in any game.
I feel like it would be a ton better in this one.
Yeah.
A ton. Trying to think out there are things. The conversation stuff is really, really cool. They do give you a couple of options to default, like, your input to the other person. Like, towards the beginning of the game, this woman has to make the choice of, like, killing her husband because he's infected by the what are those people, those things called?
Dragons.
No.
Dragon infection.
The stupid,
the black ink.
The blight, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever. Those creepy ghoul things. But so
Heartless.
He's infected and they have to kill him.
Darkness.
And so you get the choice to be like, I'll do it, or tell her that she has to do it, or give her the option. Flemeth is back in this game, and she looks nothing like she did in the first one.
Who is Flemeth?
The Witch of the Wild.
Okay.
She's actually a dragon.
So she actually looks hot.
I guess the last question I have for you, John, is Jesus Christ, you and your obsession with video game chicks. does this feel like a good step? Like Mass Effect to Mass Effect 2 was nice because the dice rolls just didn't really fit with the shooter universe that Mass Effect was in. But Dragon Age kind of works with its slow-moving tactical RPG. Does this feel like it's going to be a good step in the right direction? Or are you feeling like you're losing kind of what Dragon Age is, like a really dirty, gritty dice roll RPG?
I feel like if you want the really dirty, gritty dice roll RPG, you're probably going to be slightly disappointed. But at the same time, it still has monster inventory. So even though the demo locks you out of it, you can still pick up a ton of stuff. And it's just like, oh, I picked up some crappy leather boots. Like,
those are my favorite.
It's just like tons of things that you'll just be able to pick up. And so you've got that inventory management to it. And you still get to, every time you gain a level, you still get to allocate stats and stuff. So it's not like they did with Mass Effect 2, where it's like, we're going to completely remove all aspects of what a strong RPG would look
like. Okay, so there's still stats, abilities.
There's still, you know, inventory management.
They didn't cut it in half like they did with the combat system for Mass Effect 2.
No, they didn't. And I think the only thing that's this really different is they streamlined the gameplay to make it just more interactive, less about sitting back and just watching things unfold and occasionally inputting a command. Now it's a lot more like I have to be engaged in what's going on constantly because if I don't, then I will just get the crap knocked out of me. Which I think is good. I think it's good to manage that stuff.
Cool. Well, I'm very excited to try the demo.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I'll have to go check it out as well.
It's pretty cool.
When is that game coming out?
The 8th
of this month?
March.
Of March?
Yeah.
I don't...
Demo, like, throws it in your face. March 8th, buy it! I was like, yes, I will do that.
It's out tomorrow now.
Also...
kidding, it's not the demo, it's the full game. We got you!
Other things, like, I'm still...
You bought it!
Griff, I'd like to hear what you have to say when you try the demo, is like, do you, like... I know you didn't like Dude Shepherd, and you really like Lady Shepherd. I think Lady Shepherd, or Lady Hawk, is still the better voice actor.
Okay, you talking...
For
is Hawk Commander Shepherd? Is it the same guy?
No, it isn't.
Is it awful Canadian man?
If it is, like, I would be impressed because it's like this guy actually emotes.
Oh.
Right. But he emotes in areas, but in like certain dialogues, it's like, ah, you're still kind of bland. So I don't know if it's the same dude or not, but he does talk with a more like, I don't know. He talks with an accent of some sort.
Hmm.
I don't know. He's
Dragish.
Dragonian.
But I think the thing is like, so the way Dragon Age does their voice options is similar yet different than the way that Mass Effect does it, where it's like Mass Effect, like you can sort of read what the options are to say,
mm-hmm.
and you sort of know that the top one is the Paragon and the bottom one is the Renegade,
mm-hmm.
and the middle is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one just like clearly with an image defines like this is the hard. This is like the
vigilante.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Like this is this is the douchebaggery response. This is the better response, and then this is the comical response. Like they have a comical response now.
I've heard that they actually change too on the fly. Like there'll be a little icon based mm-hmm. on what you're asking for. So the example that was given was what you're saying. Like it's you'll have your renegade. Your like Paragon, and then like they'll change on occasion. The example I heard was like when you ask for more, you can ask for more money to do a job, and it's like an image of a bag of coins or something like that. And if you choose that one, you're like, I want more money for this job.
Mm-hmm. And it's always like it's really interesting the way that it sort of shows. And then there's always like the best thing that it does is like it lets you know at certain pivotal moments, like the ones that are like.
Is there a timer?
No, there's no timer.
Not good. Still lame.
And there's like it seriously will like tell you like this is the hard this is the meaner one, and then this is the good one. But then sometimes there'll also be one that is just like this will be neutral and it won't sway you one way or the other.
Okay.
And it's like that's kind of cool.
Cool.
But I really do like
neutral responses.
I do, no. But I really,
I'm okay with them.
I really do like their, I'm all right with them. I'm indifferent. I really do like their comical responses. Some of them are amusing.
Right on. Well, let's not spend so much time talking about this one demo, because we all played Marvel vs. Capcom 3 Fate of Two Worlds.
We did.
And
that's game.
That is not for me.
I still prefer Super Street Fighter 4.
Uh-huh. Ryan, I
played
a big...
one match. I didn't know what I was doing. It was flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Once I got MODOK, I was like, yeah, this guy's kicking ass, yep. But the other two characters suck.
You've been playing some at your house, right?
A little bit. Yeah. I started playing some of that. It's.
Have you played any real people?
Well, see. No okay. Real people. I didn't play any.
Real people?
I didn't play
like
any,
online?
Like, online stuff. Oh. I didn't play any of that. But I did the single player, like, story mode thing, mm-hmm. sort of. And that game just sort of does what it wants.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I swear to God, I was pressing no different buttons than I was, but, like, at some point, like I did a knock-up attack. What do they call that?
Special?
No, the one just knocks them up in the air.
Special?
That's
launcher?
Launcher.
The special, if you press the X button or the south button, that is your special attack. It also is a launcher.
Okay, so launcher, and then... somehow or another, I did the launcher, hit them three times, and then both of my dudes came in and hit them a couple. I was like...
Were you using the shoulder buttons?
No, I didn't touch anything. I was very confused. I swear to God, I didn't touch those. Hmm. It's just like, that game sort of just does what it wants.
I don't really feel it does what it wants. I know when I'm just kind of mashing, and I spent a lot of time... I've unlocked every character. I played through it a bunch of times. Beat Galactus twice, I think. And then just went and did a bunch of training.
You unlocked all the characters?
Unlocked all four extra characters.
Four extra characters? Yeah. I only thought there was two extra characters. Maybe I was confused.
Yeah, there's the extra characters that you down or that you unlock are Akuma, Taskmaster.
Who is Taskmaster?
I don't know.
He's a Marvel guy.
He sucks. Whoever you like. Yeah, it's some Marvel character. Those two, Sentinel, and there's one more that I forget.
Cat Lady.
Oh, the dead vampire girl.
Yeah, that thing.
Who, I don't know what her name is.
Yeah.
The girl with the giant claws.
Yeah.
Like the huge metal claws, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not a game for me.
Didn't like it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Doing the launcher and then doing the combos off of that, I've maybe done once. I can't do more than one set of combos, like, after a launcher. And then just the... What you're saying is like when you feel like there's too many, like you're doing an input and a different move is coming out. Like there are so many different variations based on your, like if you're in the air, if you're crouching, if you do a quarter circle, a back circle, a half circle, all these little added things that'll just kind of happen if you're trying to do that. And
yeah, I think the game is just
the training is terrible too, because it's like. You'll do one, like, so you'll take Wolverine, for example, and it's like, your first training mission is like, okay, do the quarter circle light to do his slash, like, dashing slash. And it's like, okay, good, you got that. So now do quarter circle heavy to do this different move. And then the next one's like, okay, now combo the first one into the second one. And if by some miracle you manage that, it's like, okay, now you're going to do light punch, medium punch, heavy punch, jumping heavy punch into the two moves that we just taught you. And then that all needs to connect before you can go on to the next thing. And I'm like, I don't even know how to do it. And when you're doing it, it doesn't even give you like cleared sections of it. It's not like, okay, so I got the three punches down, so it says, like, you got that, you got that, you got that, you just messed up on the last two. It's just like, once you get the end, it's like, okay, you got them all. So it's like, am I starting it wrong? Am I not crouching hard enough? I haven't played online.
That's the reason I've never really liked fighting games, just
because
of that.
Yeah, and I really think that this barrier to entry is absolutely insane, because to be successful in the game... every character has such a diversity of moves, you have to know what each one does. So John, you tell me, like Dante has so many different kinds of moves. Like, he'll have upward going attacks. He'll have homing missile style attacks. He'll have freeze abilities that move at different directions, diagonal, straight, from down, from up, all this stuff. And then that's just one character. Everybody else has different variations on things like that, too. I don't like that game.
Yeah, I feel like the other statement that I heard that Super Street Fighter is like a game of reading your opponent and mm-hmm. sort of like getting like trying to fake him out so that you can get that opening to start doing like mm-hmm. hurting him. Whereas Marvel vs. Capcom, I feel like, is less of that like chess game, where it's more just like just keep attacking.
Until
that opening in that defense just occurs,
mm-hmm. and then you input your million button combo, yeah, and you win. Do your
brutality on them,
yeah,
and just hope.
I don't like that game. I'm okay with. I could talk for a while about it, but I don't like it.
Mm. You play anything else?
Yeah, I played Bulletstorm.
Yeah,
I played through some of the campaign last night. Played a little bit of the Echo stuff to see what that was like. So just a few quick bullet points about Bulletstorm. It's weird because the game is the kill with skill sort of deal, right? Uh-huh. So you're going to shoot dudes in really fancy, over-the-top ways. Problem is, ammo is actually pretty damn limited in that game. Hmm. The other thing is charge abilities. So when you make your gun do something totally crazy... also very limited. The only way to get them is to buy them, and the only way to buy them is to
be even more skillful,
right? So there, I mean, there's, and actually the cool thing is in the game world, they explain how that works. Like, the world of Bulletstorm is actually surprisingly well backed. Like, the things are explained if just in passing, and you're like, oh, okay, I'll buy it.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's why it says these things when I'm shooting a dude in the butt.
What? Does he have like a like
example?
Do they have sweet contacts that?
The leash is actually a like a neural interface that is for the group, like the military group you are a part of.
And they're all like frat boys.
Telling
me it Nutcracker.
Yes and no. It's designed so it's so people who are better at killing and killing more ridiculously will get rewarded, doing more extravagant things, being more accurate, being more insane, being
a better soldier,
being a crazier person will reward you because then you can upgrade things and buy more ammo. But they did. I mean, I don't want to talk like too much. Duke. I don't know if you guys are going to play it because it is really good.
I definitely want to play it.
But the lack of ammo is really disconcerting, especially at the beginning of the game.
Can you play through again, though? Can you repick levels possibly? Do you know that?
Echoes is what you do when you go play an Echo.
It's all into one? It streamlines into your one gun that
you've it all streamlines into your one total of points. Okay. So you can go play the Echoes. And that'll bounce back into that. You can do level select, but as we just saw, it stops your current progress.
Mm.
The other thing is that game does, you would think it's just going to be like killing room after kill room after kill room, but it does so many things to change the pace up that it is really, really freaking crazy.
So you like this game?
I really do like this game. I haven't played the multiplayer yet. The controllable sniper rifle is one of the best guns ever. I don't know. I don't want to go. And the voice acting is incredible. The Steve Bloom and the Jennifer Hale's interactions are so good. Just for it being, it's semi self-aware. Like
you have to suppose they're probably in the same booth.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I would hope so, but I don't know how that went. But it is so good. Like, just the banter in that game is some of the best banter of any game. It's pretty standard story, but really, really liking it a lot. The other game I played was Back to the Future Episode 2.
Yeah.
I finished that. I feel like this game is sliding further and further away from an adventure game and more of just like a, hey, Wasn't Back to the Future great? Yep. Not a lot of adventure stuff in it, and it does seem a little short too. So I don't know how I'm really feeling about this thing as a whole.
Still, the third one coming soon.
This just came out like last week, so hopefully it does come out again. It's just kind of disappointing, you know. I don't know. There's not too much else to say about that game.
Third one's going to be a Western game, then.
Yeah.
Shooter.
It could be. Even the cliffhangers are just sort of like, Back to the Future. Yep. Somebody shot the doc again. Let's change that. Like, it's like, yeah, time travel. But I don't know. That is, I think, everything I've been playing. Played more Tactics Ogre. Let us clean together. Yep. What else you guys got? Anything?
I've been playing Nier.
Nice, that's right.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun game. I feel like I've played it before.
Really?
And I figured out what it was. Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Makes sense, though. It's made by Square Enix. And basically, it's Kingdom Hearts if you were playing as Sephiroth by yourself. But, like, you're fighting this thing called the Shade, aka Heartless, which just kind of appear out of nowhere, and they're like, they disappear, and you're trying to save your daughter, who has, like, there's this disease that takes over your body, and it, like, it's this black, like, plague that just, like, goes in your skin from so far, from what I can tell, and you're just trying to figure out how to get these ruins, or these I don't know exactly what they are, but the first level I beat, I got this book.
Did you find Grimoire Vice?
Yes, or that's his name? Grimoire Vice.
Grimoire Vice, floating Facebook.
And your enemy is Grimoire Noir.
Okay.
And he's the black book. Mm. Grimoire Vice is the white book, and he is your magic. He shoots things, and you can like get lances out of spear, like magical lances at guys, and... your like area attack is a giant fist that comes out of Grimoire Vice, and then
and they're constantly talking to each other too.
Oh, right? Yeah,
Nier and Vice and Grimoire are just like,
he's the all powerful magical being that knows everything, and you're this cocky son of a bitch that just like tells him to shut up.
And this game takes place in the future, right?
Kind 2049, of, I think.
Right, 2049. Like, it's like the future past.
Yeah,
it's like Dune.
Yeah, because I never really understood that fully because it was like it takes place in the future, but it looks like it exists in like the ICO universe.
No, it plays exactly like Kingdom Hearts, so the hack and slash with magic,
running around shooting book bullets.
Yep, and it's really fun though. Just you level up.
Do you have any party members yet?
No.
Do you have the female dude? The chick woman?
There's
man?
A chick with, like, literally, like, the skimpiest little...
Donald Duck. Oh, that's a dude, like, yeah. Chick woman
that's
dude,
That's a
man.
Dude?
Yep.
Are you sure?
I am certain.
Donald Duck.
She is a dude, or a dude she. I guarantee you. I guarantee you.
I feel dirty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I gotta go, guys.
I teamed up with her, mm-hmm. and we fought this gigantic shade. It was a shade, I guess, and it was like a lizard being type deal. And then she got knocked out and is tired, and I left her there. It's really fun. That game also gives you like a glimpse to the future. Like the first 5 minutes of it, I'm killing all these shades. And I'm leveling up like every 5 seconds. It's like, level up. I'm like, oh, sweet. Level up. Oh, okay. Level up.
If you say so. Level, I mean, I'm good right now, but all right.
And I basically got to level 35, I think, in the first like 5 minutes of the game. I was like, this is going pretty quick. But then you go back in time and you realize that was just the daughter's dream. And you don't even have the book yet.
So I'm really... interested to see your progression in this game, because like this is a game I totally want to play. I really, really want to play Nier, but I know enough about it that I No, it's like a lifetime commitment.
Really?
Like, you beat it, and then you replay it.
Yeah, there's four endings is what I read about.
You replay it, but not only is it just like a generic, okay, you start from the beginning again, but like new quests open up, new dialogue is available. You start like things that are happening in the world you see from different perspectives, and then it keeps compounding. So like your third time you do it, more stuff opens up. Your fourth time, you finally get the true ending. But the crazy thing is, to get the true ending, you have to delete your save file.
What?
Yeah. You have to delete your save file and...
But you can have multiple save files.
It clears your near save files. Yeah.
Wait. You get the fourth ending and then it kills...
To get to the fourth ending, to like watch the ending of the game, you delete your save file for Nier.
Like it tells you to do this?
Uh-huh. I know that's how it is for PlayStation. I don't know if that's what it is on Xbox.
That's ridiculous.
I know there's a difference between PlayStation and Xbox.
It's a 200-point achievement, though.
Yeah.
So...
hey, dude, as long as the achievement or trophy unlocks...
yeah, well, that would suck if it didn't
screw the save file.
I don't know, man. I think that's totally awesome.
The achievements, though, yeah, you definitely have to play through multiple times. I was reading about it because I'm biting all these bosses. I've probably beat like four of them so far, and I'm looking at the achievements, and they're like, you have to beat this boss in 2 minutes. Beat this boss in 4 minutes, which is difficult, but then they're like, but you can do it easily on your second or third playthrough, and it just gets quicker and quicker, I guess.
Yeah, I think I think what's his name? Nier changes from each playthrough to playthrough two. Where he's
is that
like,
his name?
Nier, yeah.
That's I didn't know where the name came from, because it gives you the blank palette spot like Hawk or Shepherd, but it didn't say Nier. It was just like, choose a name.
Uh-huh.
It didn't say Nier in there.
It was just like... auto insert Nier. Awesome.
No, it didn't even say, it just said, it was a blank screen. It was like, what's your name? I was like, okay.
Hi. Dude. Dude, bro. Kingdom Heart.
Sarah.
Nier's a game I totally want to play, but I know it's like the white whale that I. will never ever be able to actually do.
I'm sure I'll play it. I was reading about it after I started playing it. It was like, to get full completion takes about 50 to 70 hours, somewhere in there. So I spent
many more. Is that many per
more,
playthrough or per, or
per
for the entire
thing? Okay. So I'm thinking each playthrough maybe 15, 20 hours, and it just gets quicker. So, yeah.
Well, worth it then.
Yeah. but so far, fun. Combat's fun. And I can't wait to play some more. I'm probably like 6 hours into it.
Sweet, dude. That's good. I really wanted to play that.
You can borrow it when I'm done.
Thank you.
In a few years.
Sure, yeah. 2028, 2042 is when you're going to be done.
I really can't believe they make you delete your save file.
That's, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, there's meaning for it, too, in the game as to like why you do it. But I don't want to say... That might be it. He actually has to eject from the pilot seat. Any other games we want to talk about here?
Get Palm Heroes.
Okay, Palm Heroes.
I was going to play Lego Star Wars 3, but I decided the demo's downloaded on my PS3. I just got tired.
Yeah.
I'm sure that will be great.
Ooh, I prestiged a few more times.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is Black Ops?
I downloaded the new maps.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. And then for some reason, I don't have them.
Oh.
I guess I played them for one night, and then I woke up in the morning, and they were not there.
Did you stream it all?
I was streaming all the maps. Yep. So I paid that $15. I'm going to try to go back and re-download them, see if they charge me again, but that would really make me upset.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe they're retracted. They're like,
nope.
These maps aren't good anymore.
You paid the $15 demo for the maps.
That reminds me of Bulletstorm. That game has some pretty awkward glitches in it. Like,
yeah, sort of.
I've had it lock up a couple times during loading screens. I've also had it like, there was one moment where it's cut to a sort of like a cutscene sort of thing. And then when it reappeared in game, I could move. I was just floating over the map, like in the air, and I couldn't move. I could attack, kick, do everything, but I couldn't walk in any direction. I'm like, All right. Well,
sweet.
Just replay all this. That's cool. But the further I've gotten into it, the less problems I've ran into. So I don't know. I'm also playing on the Xbox, so maybe the PS3 version is smoother. I don't install things. I don't have the hard drive for it. I would like to.
How big is your hard drive?
20. Yeah.
You just got to install it and delete it when you're done playing.
Yeah. I think I have like 3 gigs left from all of my downloadable games. Do we want to take a break? Come back, talk about news?
Sure.
Okay. News. That's why Arielle loves me.
Because you can get her things that are high up.
Yep.
Back from break, let's talk about news this last week. Let's just start at the beginning here, I guess. Gears of War 3 has been dated for September 20th, 2011.
Yeah. Hooray.
Taking that week off.
That's really... I don't know. John, you posted the Dead Space thing. Anything interesting in there? Or Infamous thing? Anything
interesting there? Pre-orders suck.
Okay.
They do.
What else is new?
It's the only thing that's interesting about that is, like, do I really want an 8-inch tall, 8.5-inch tall Cole McGrath?
Don't you get a backpack or something,
you get
too?
A sweet Sly Cooper backpack.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's supposed to be the backpack that he uses, but it has the Sly Cooper logo on it. So I'm like,
are they just wait.
Referential of other games that exist inside.
So are these just sitting in the warehouse somewhere and they're like, well, we got to get rid of them somewhere or somehow.
Apparently, Bizarre Creations is no longer a company.
What did they make?
Blur and Geometry Wars and the most recent 007 game.
Oh, so nothing
too
bad. And
Project Gotham Racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No more Geometry Wars.
Yeah, that's the biggest bummer of the whole thing.
Yeah. For sure.
No more Geo Wars.
Let's see. Other big chunk of news here. Telltale had an event where they announced all the new games they're going to be developing, publishing.
That second one there is really interesting to me.
Fables?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean...
Is it going to be an adventure?
Fables?
Game?
Is that a game?
Fables, based on the comic book Fables, I can only assume they'll all be adventure-style games.
Is this by Peter Molyneux?
No. Fables. Way, way, way better than Peter Molyneux's.
Yeah, much better than
Fable. Yeah. I don't know. There's next to no information on Fables right now, but... there's also going to be Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
Is that going to be like a downloadable DLC? Or?
Well, it'll all be like Telltale's episodic style games, like Back to the Future,
mm-hmm.
where you get, you know, 5 little chunks of games over the course of a year. Walking Dead, based on the comic book, what is it? Robert Kirkman, is that his name? I don't really like Walking Dead. You watch the Showtime show or whatever it is?
Yeah, really good.
It's
all right.
I hear Walking Dead is good from people who like Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't like Walking Dead.
Did you own
Walking I have the Dead? First trade, and I've read it twice. I just don't like it.
I never read anything. I just watched the show.
It just seems like a lot of stuff that they picked up.
Hector Badge of Carnage. I think it's like a cop adventure game. And it's already in the iTunes app store right now.
Ooh.
iTunes?
Yeah. Yep. Puzzle Agent 2.
Oh, yeah.
If anybody played the first Puzzle Agent, it's like Layton style puzzles, but with this weird sort of Ren and Stimpy, hyper serious and super funny sort of tone too, I think I've heard it described as, but I haven't played it, so. Take that as you will. And then King's Quest.
Yeah.
Yep. New adventure based on classic adventure game King's Quest. So lots of stuff coming up from Telltale. As well as Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah, that's the thing.
I'm reading about this.
That does
a while
actually
back,
look,
you know.
That does actually look pretty good.
It's only $29.99.
It'll be another adventure style downloadable game. It is available on consoles, though.
Yeah.
Usually, Telltale has their games out on Steam and their website first, and then it hits consoles secondarily. But I'm I have a suspicion that it will, that Jurassic Park will be coming out on consoles at the same time as PC.
All the other titles that we just talked about, are those so far only slated to be PC titles?
Don't know. The what was the cop one? The Badge of Carnage or something like that was an iPhone game. Don't know about Fables. Don't know about Walking Dead. Walking Dead might be on consoles as well, I think, is what I read in an interview with Kirkman. Yeah, looks really good. Telltale crushing it with new game stuff. Hopefully they're better than Back to the Future, though. And hopefully this doesn't take away from Sam and Max.
Yeah. Seems like they're putting out a lot of content.
Yeah. Watching some of the videos of Jurassic Park, though, it does look different. Like,
what kind of gameplay is it?
Oh, yeah, it does look different.
It looks
Did you play CSI?
No.
It looks like Jurassic Park looks sort of Heavy Rain-like, where it's a lot of quick time events, button prompts.
Yeah, that's true.
And then a little bit of adventurous style exploration, like Monkey Island, walk around.
Hmm.
You know,
just interact. Don't get eaten by dinosaurs.
Don't get eaten by a dino. Don't get stomped on by a dino. Don't get gored by a dinosaur.
Don't get T-boned by two dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to your butts.
Is there a...
hold X to hold onto butt.
Nah.
Must drive faster.
Must go faster.
You didn't say the magic word.
Yeah. Clever girl.
Shave Park.
Really all I got.
Shaving cream.
shaving cream.
We watched Jurassic Park.
They're hunting us. Velociraptors.
I don't really know what else to talk about here. I think we're pretty much, I mean, there's slated PSI games for the US, but I don't
know. Bungie FPS MMO that Bungie disavowed.
Yeah, I mean, take that again as you will. It's
there's a rumor going around that Bungie was going to make an FPS MMO, and then Bungie was like, no.
It's 343 Studios, right? Or is it Bungie?
343 is supposed to be the ones that are now going to start doing Halo.
Oh, okay.
And Bungie, there was a rumor that said Bungie was going to be working on this crazy idea for an FPS MMO.
Mm.
Which I don't even know how to get.
Firefall, man. I'll stick with that.
All right. Yeah, Firefall looks
like a good game. Interesting. Yeah.
The Command and Conquer game.
I don't know. It's nothing anymore.
Yeah, it's whatever.
All the last Command and Conquer games have been so disappointing that there's no point.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be a new thing, right?
I don't care, dude. Maybe? Like,
What if they go back to real-time cutscenes?
If this... It's always been that. Like, if this company does something different and makes a different... I mean...
It says it's a new studio.
Yeah.
Show me something first. Make me care, and then I'll
wait for
care.
A screenshot or two, and we'll see.
Yeah, I mean... RTS goodness comes from StarCraft right now, so I don't know, man. I'm done with news.
Maybe it's
unless you guys
be...
have anything else.
Trying to think of anything else.
Maybe they'll put in five
races.
Yeah. Bamba Lam.
What if they just remake StarCraft 1, but with two other races? Like exactly StarCraft. Two other races.
Command and Conquer in space.
Wait a second. What?
Command and Conquer
space,
the moon.
Command and Conquer colon space.
Command and Conquer Mars.
Command
and Conquer the sun.
There's that Noob Saibot video we posted up.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat still has characters in it.
Yep.
They didn't get rid of them.
No.
Nope.
No.
More than ever.
Maybe.
In fact.
Maybe there'll be some more videos of that soon.
Yeah.
That's really it for news. So. I'm good. We don't have a question this week.
Bummer.
What else do we do?
That's it,
right?
Yeah, do. We do Boss Battle Radio signing off.
Yeah, so I guess send us an email at bbr@bossbarrelradio.com. This has been episode 27 for the week of February 23rd. Not much going on. Everybody's kind of having personal things right now this week, so...
Got a shout out to Goofy Face Yoshi. What's up?
Right on, man. Hey, hey, dude. Thanks everybody for listening, and check out the site, and we'll see you next week.
Who the boss?